Khan has returned to Malakal town following ethnic violence that threatened to engulf some parts of Upper Nile State. A senior security official in Malakal, who declined to be on record, says more than 7 people were killed in Malakal town. State officials imposed a curfew in Malakal Friday to allow security forces to track suspects involved in the targeted ethnic killings. Dr. Kadeng, medical director at Malakal Teaching Hospital, says 4 people were killed during the violence.
We received around 5 casualties. 3 they were moderate cases and 2 were severe cases. And those 2 severe cases, they passed on this morning. The total of those who passed on, 4 instead of 2 now.
The violence began last Thursday when 3 fishermen were killed by members of another community. That set of revenge attacks involved different ethnic communities in Malakal. The United Nations mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, is called for restraint in Malakal. The mission urged communities in Upper Nile State to use dialogue to solve their differences.
UNMISS urges state and local authorities, as well as government security forces, to maintain stability and order in the area, including around the UN Protection of Civilians site and Malakal town. Furthermore, it calls on feuding parties to show restraint and use dialogue to resolve outstanding issues peacefully.
UNMISS promises to work closely with the state and local governments to ensure peaceful coexistence in Upper Nile State. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.